You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Now, this note comes from Heidi, and Jeremy, this is supposed to be the most wonderful experience of her life. It's all about her wedding.
Oh, it's a magical day, isn't it?
What you don't want is added stress.
Yeah.
So let's see what she's got to say. She goes, "Hi, boys. I heard you talking about the people who were fighting over whether or not to have their wedding at a funeral home. I hope you don't mind doing another five calls, says it all, about a wedding."
No, we don't mind. Let's do it. It's wedding season.
Yeah, we don't care as long as they're good stories.
Come on now.
Heidi. So Heidi starts this off by saying, "My fiance, who I love with all my heart," isn't that the same as saying bless his heart?
It is, yes.
"My fiance, who I love with all my heart.
He's the best, but..."
"Has this thing with hats."
Oh.
"I'm talking about baseball caps. He wears them every single day." And she does the period after each word.
Yeah.
"He wears them every single day. Has a huge collection of them. Even wears them when we go out to nice places. We're getting married in August, and it just now occurred to me to ask him if he planned on wearing a baseball cap at our wedding. And he said he," and these are quotes, "he damn sure was."
All right.
Heidi writes, "I told him, no, this is one time you will not wear a baseball hat. He said again, he damn sure was, that it's, quote, who I am, and that's how people know me. So now we're fighting over it. I'm disgusted to think that all my wedding photos are going to be me in my beautiful dress, my husband in his nice suit, with a stupid baseball hat. Please ask your listeners if this is okay or not." This is from Heidi.
Well, you're marrying him.
I can see how it didn't cross her mind. Yes, she's marrying him, and yes, he wears a baseball cap every day.
But
you would think that someone would grow up and know that they can take off the hat for 1 hour.
But yet she knows him. This is his thing. Isn't it kind of to be expected if he's funny hat guy? You know, it's just like, okay, I'm sure this is happening. Oh, and why do weddings? Weddings are all over the place now. People show up in jeans. You can have them outside, you know, at a barbecue or whatever.
Well, I'm not denying that.
Why could it just be hat guy at the wedding?
Look, I had a very non-traditional wedding. I totally
yes.
get that. But also,
you can have something funny on there that says, you know, I can still run. Or
look at what I did with my reception, right? Where every guy had to wear a band or a rock and roll or whatever musical artist t-shirt.
Yes, okay. So there's...
And people loved it, right? And it was very different.
Then why won't people love this? This is different. This is funny.
For whatever reason, it's different in my mind. It's the ceremony. Everyone's dressed nicely. And he's just got to do this stupid baseball cap thing.
I mean, people do it on the other end. They'll dress nicely. They'll be in the tux, you know, and then they've got a pair of Vans on. You know, what's the difference, really?
I don't seem to have as
He's
much of a problem
funny hat
with that.
Guy.
Just my opinion, because we're opening. The calls are already coming in.
Get a hat that says groom
lines.
On it.
I hope. Listen, we do have open lines, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I'm afraid I already showed my hand on this one.
Maybe.
By using, maybe just throw in the word immature so you know where I stand on this. Hat guy can't go anywhere without his baseball cap on.
It's who
everywhere.
He is. It's his own personal billboard.
He goes, that's who I am.
That's
I'm hat
what
guy.
It's what I do. That's cute. It's fun.
Is it?
It's fun. I have an extensive collection of hats. I think it's great.
I didn't notice you wearing one at your wedding.
No, I didn't. That's not my thing, though.
Uh-huh. Heidi says that, look, he's insisting on wearing it at the wedding in August. And she's like, please, no. She wants the listeners to weigh in on this. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine.
I'm just going to say this really quick because I got to go. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm working doing Uber deliveries.
Yeah.
So I just pulled over to call y'all real quick and add my 2 cents because I've been married for 5 years and I've been with him for 10 years. And I would tell her not to do it, because if that's something small that she can nitpick at right now, imagine down the road. Just save yourself heartache and get out of the relationship.
Whoa!
You're saying
you went to a 10? Skip the wedding?
I don't know. I just think...
Wow.
If she likes him wearing it every single day, I just see it as a problem in the future.
But it hasn't been a problem so far.
I would have nipped it in the bud a long time ago.
Well, I'm glad you called. What do you got? What are you delivering? What's the food? I got to know.
I just picked up one fold.
No idea.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, listen, thank you.
Thank you for being on this show, and drive carefully, okay?
Bye.
I don't know what that is.
No idea. Never heard of it.
So she says not only no to that.
Why is everybody acting like she's so surprised by this, though?
Dump him.
They've been together probably a while before the engagement and the wedding. He's always been hat guy. Leave him alone.
Man, oh, man. By the way, we had a couple lines open up. 303-691-1649. 691-1649. Jack, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I don't think dumping is a little extreme, but it's a little bit like respect. And I wear a hat all the time, except for my wedding.
So, no, it's not okay, you're saying.
Yeah.
But is it your,
all right,
is
listen,
it your thing?
Thank you.
Right,
it's his thing, too.
Bye, Jack.
Thank you, Jack. We appreciate that. Here comes Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're super. I'm wearing a hat today. Better. Do you hate
Jeremy
me?
Jeremy is wearing it. What is that on
good
your hat?
You.
It says Frisco. I got it up in Frisco. It's a Frisco, mm-hmm. Colorado hat.
Delightful. What do you think, Ashley?
So I think they should compromise, and he doesn't wear it during the ceremony, but he can wear it during the entire reception.
Yeah, but see, I think she's okay with that. So that's not really a compromise. It's the whole...
What if he looks back in 10 years, though, and says, dang, I hated that hat.
Or what if he looks back and said, damn, that was a nice hat at my wedding. I looked awesome.
Maybe. I don't
know. Ashley, here's the thing.
Listen,
generally speaking, the ladies get to pick out the venue, the caterer, the centerpieces, the dress, the hairs, the guest list. It goes on and on and on. It's one thing. It's his one thing for the entire wedding that he wants. And he's getting a no.
Know.
All right. So what if he chose?
I'm on Heidi's side.
So if you follow that logic, though, Jer.
Yeah.
You think it's just this one thing, what he gets to wear. Well, what if he wanted to wear just a Speedo and like.
Yeah, but he's not.
And
so
a
there.
Unicorn hat, you know, with a horn sticking out and like. Flippers, you know, that scuba divers wear. What if he wanted to do that?
Well, he's not.
But what if he did?
But
and
he's not.
Could say, that's his one thing, what he's going
to
wear.
If he was, that is one wedding that I want to go to.
Same. So true.
Because weddings are horrible.
Wedding colors, then he could wear it at some point during the ceremony and some hat off with some of the pictures.
You are into compromise, aren't you?
That's funny. Listen, I'm going to put you down as an it's okay to wear the hat vote. How's that?
I'd say 50-50, but...
We can't allow a 50. Look, it's either
yes or
okay
no.
or not. So which is it going to be?
I'm going to say no. Don't wear the hat.
Okay, no hat.
Okay. I switched your vote.
Doesn't get to pick
Ashley,
out anything.
Ashley, thank you very much for your call.
Bye,
yeah,
Ashley.
We don't want to do this, you know, compromise thing. It's can he wear it in the ceremony or can he not?
That's the question, because he wants to wear it at the ceremony.
It's a baseball cap. Can he wear it during the actual ceremony? Hello, Emily. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you get to sound off. What do you think about hat guy?
Okay, so since we have to pick, I would say he gets to wear the hat, but I'm with Ashley in a compromise, and maybe before the ceremony they can do a set of pictures where he's not wearing the hat. Then he gets to wear the hat during the ceremony, during the reception, the rest, but she has a few pictures, no hat. And they can find a nice hat. Like, I've seen a nice leather hat.
Find a nice hat.
A nice baseball cap.
Did you say a leather hat?
Yeah, I've seen a leather baseball cap that looks very good. I bet that would look great.
Yuck, that sounds sweaty. Well, I'm sure he's going to pick out a nice hat. It'll probably be a new black hat to match his tux. But there'll just be something on there that says something.
What if it's that baseball cap that holds the two beer cans with straws that come down?
Stop.
What if it's that? Is that okay?
Well, take the edge off.
Absolutely not.
Emily, thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Emily.
Thank you.
Enjoy your leather hats.
Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So, so far, three votes okay, one vote, no, three votes not okay, one vote okay. What do you think?
I think he should be able to wear it because it is his wedding, too. She got to choose what she's going to wear, and he should get to choose what he's going to wear.
Thank you very much.
End of the day, it's them getting together and celebrating their love, and it shouldn't really matter what they're wearing.
That's a beautiful statement right there.
Well, she wrecked it by throwing in the at the end of the day.
Other
than that, it was, yeah, it's a good call. So, Kelly, you're charming. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Kelly.
You too.
Okay. Three votes not okay, two votes okay. I got to read this note from Alan. And why do I hear this in a voice that sounds like he's got a chaw in his lip right now?
No.
Because he says, I wore a baseball cap at my wedding and I made the preacher wear one too. Ding. His name is Alan.
Well,
what if it's Alan Jackson? Is that who that is?
Yeah, country boy.
Country boy.
I'm all right with it.
So there you go. If it does any good, Heidi, our listeners 3-2 said that it's not okay.
No good. So you go be a bossy bride and tell them to take it off.